Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Praise the Lord. There was a time, is a day to come here. So, those who have come, I have word for you to go and be spoken in a very short time. Hallelujah. So how many are ready to hear it? Okay. Now Psalms 138 verse 8 says that
it says the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Praise the Lord. Now, I hope you understand that does not mean the Lord will perfect you, because he has already perfected you in Christ. And if it is the perfection you're thinking about, you're never going to get there. But there is a perfection that is in Christ that you have already been perfected. So this scripture does not say the Lord will perfect you. It says it will perfect that which concerns you. In other words, you perfect ebikukwatako. Amen? Now, because there is a lot of people who are at crossroads, and so many of them are in our circles, where they have a witness inside them that they are supposed to accomplish certain things, and they have a sense of greatness inside them. And some of them even have prophetic words over them. However, it is not manifesting in the way that they thought it would. And now, rather than actually going in the direction that it is supposed to go, it is going in the opposite direction. And you have to know that that is not unusual. Amen? Remember when David was anointed to be king by Samuel, that's when all hell broke loose. Everything started going against him. Saul is looking for him to kill him. These people are fighting him. He has to run away. He's moving from one cave to another. But there is a powerful prophetic word on him, but everything apart from the prophetic words, or I would say this, everything is looking to the opposite direction from the word or from the expectation he had when he got that powerful word from the prophet Samuel. But then, so you find that so many things have been tried. And now when people get into these crossroads, so many of them start making decisions which are not going to help them. Some of them start saying, I want to leave the country. Others, I'll tell you this, of the people who have told me they want to leave the country, 90% of it is fake. They are not supposed to go. But they have been hit by certain things here. And they are suffering from so many contradictions to what they know inside them. They have a dream life that is so powerful. And when they are in their dreams, they are powerful people. And they don't want to wake up. The Bible actually speaks about something like that. In Isaiah, you go to sleep and you're hungry and you dream that you're eating. But you wake up in the morning and you're still hungry. So now, you are in a certain place where nothing appears to be in line with what you know about yourself. And you know it about yourself. And even manifests in your dream. And in your dreams, you're seeing certain things, and okay, even your imaginations and so on. You're seeing big things. And the contradiction between your dream life and your reality, three-dimensional life, is so big that you even start wondering if you're dreaming. And you actually are. But the point is that at that point, there is a lot of confusion. Should I do this? Should I do that? I want to get a job here. I want to do this. I want to do that. And there is a path in front of you which you are not seeing because of you're going through that state. And it says the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. Praise the Lord. And it also, you also have to know that there is nobody who, so many people, countless of them, go through that point of uncertainty. And they make decisions in that place which they are not supposed to make, and which actually kill the thing which God is birthing inside them. And He is birthing it inside them. And he promises to perfect that which concerns you. So so many routes in front of you that do not seem to be going anywhere. Should I take this? Should I take the other? Should I take the other? And your uncertainty. The Lord will perfect it. Will perfect your journey. It takes a while for a journey to come amidst all that confusion. And then it is actually ultimately perfected. And you get onto the highway for what God has in store for you. Praise the Lord. And then you also have to know that the next part of the verse says, your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Now, in this point, I wish you knew how many times God has mercy and blocks off certain places and blocks off things for your sake, because you would have taken roots which would have messed up your life, and you'd almost disinherit yourself from powerful things which God has given to you as an inheritance. And in that point of confusion, and actually, that's when the enemy uses a lot of people to come and suggest this, you know, you should do this, you should do that. And all the things that people suggest actually look good, but they are pushing you in the opposite direction from what you know inside you. And now the dreams, the key to having actually a lot of to manifesting is you wake up in the morning after having a powerful dream. I remember I had a dream one day, and I'd gone to sleep hungry, and I woke up in the morning, and there still was nothing to eat for breakfast. I was like the person the Bible was talking of in Isaiah. Only this time I didn't dream that I was eating meat. I dreamt that a certain powerful man of God, sorry, I didn't mean to say this, he's actually a powerful man of God, who is known as, who the media call the richest pastor in the world and so on. And he had been praying, fasting for some time. And then people were waiting for him outside. So many people were waiting for him outside. And when he came from fasting, I was one of the people outside there waiting. And he says, you are the person I wanted to see first. And then in the dream, there was a voice saying, you see how significant it is that he wanted to see you first. Then I woke up, feeling so good, until my stomach reminded me that what? That it wasn't such a good time. And the truth is, if you forget that part of you and now concentrate on what you call the reality, you make it take longer to manifest. But if you actually ignore the reality of your stomach, your empty stomach, and now start focusing on that why did this man, of course I knew it had something to do with finance, why did this man want to see me first? It was almost as if, now I'll tell you this, that time I also dreamt,
I didn't have a car, and in the dream, I saw a number plate of the car.
And the number plate was a number plate which hadn't yet come out, but wasn't far away, you see. So, I knew when this number comes, I am going to have what? Because I saw myself driving a car with a certain number plate, but which hadn't yet, you see. Eh? So now I started counting. Let's say if it is like what? Let's say if it is like UB something. Where are we now? UBP, we've moved. Okay. Now, if it's UBP, what's after P? Eh? Yeah. P, Q. Then I said, let's say I dreamt UBR. Then now I would start looking for all cars, new cars, to see if my car is about what? To arrive. But then the number came and passed, and I still didn't have a car. But I knew the mistake that I made. Because I could have actually handled that dream in a different way, and I would have had it. Because I saw it clearly in a dream that I was driving a car with a certain number. Even the letters and even the number. So the first time I saw the letters, but they were still in the lower numbers, because I think the one I saw was like 800 something. Eh? So it was still in the lower numbers. I said, now I'm very soon getting my car. Then the next thing I saw, 900, and I still didn't have my car. Then I knew that I had messed myself up. But then there are ways that you can actually turn that dream life, something that you've seen, into a reality by focusing on it and by making sure like your now reality does not interrupt with that sort of life. Eh? Because the Lord is perfecting that which concerns you. Everything that concerns you, He is perfecting. Amen? Because he calls you and you start with meandering, zigzag, zigzag, zigzag. But he's in the process of perfecting everything that concerns you. Because there is a role that you are supposed to play. And you are the one who has to play it. Amen? And he has to perfect you for that role. Praise the Lord. Now you see, when you have a role to play, it takes a time for you to be actually be perfected. Remember that movie, Last King of Scotland, about Amin? Now, I was seeing the guy talking when he got the Oscar for Best Actor for his portrayal of Amin. He was saying he came here and stayed here for 6 months just to Ugandanize his accent. Because Amin cannot be speaking like an American. You understand? So he comes here and gets somebody who has a heavy accent. America, I'm joking. You know, there are people who have an accent. They will take the American out of you immediately. So now the man comes here and listens to a Ugandan speak and he's adjusting his accent to fit into a certain role. In other words, he is perfecting himself to fit that role. And then he goes and learns some Swahili words, because now that's how seriously, like, those people take their thing. It's not like he just comes and acts. And then the man watched every video there is of Amin in all that time. Every video there is of Amin. And he has to fit in there and become Amin. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord is perfecting you for a role. Eh? Amen? So if it needs for you to be Ugandanized, whatever it takes, eh? Or for you to become stronger, or for you to choose the right crowd, or for you to spend more time in prayer with him, he's perfecting you for a role. And he's perfecting that which concerns you. Eh? Everything that concerns you. That means even the kind of caliber of people you meet, everybody. Now, he's in the process of actually saying that if this person stays in this crowd, he will not fit into the role I have for him. However, I have to take him out of that crowd and put him in the right crowd. Now you are being what? Perfected for that role. And now the role, you have to play it. Amen. And the time to play it is now. Amen. So that's why the Lord is telling you now that he is perfecting everything concerns you. And then he goes on to say in the next part of the scripture that your mercies, O Lord. Now, you know, the process of perfecting involves a lot of mercy. Eh? Because the people who God ultimately wants to use are people who are also mixed up in so many things. And if you read some of the greatest people, I'm not even talking about the Bible, I'm talking about those who lived in contemporary time, and you see the confusion God had to take away from them for them to play a role. I remember seeing, hearing Catherine Kuhlman talking about at the age of 40, she had all these personal issues. She had a low self-esteem. She did not feel worth it and so on. And then she met a man who loved her. And she just was in need of that. Now, some people may not appreciate that, but when you've been raised in a family and she felt her mother never appreciated her, her mother seemed to like her siblings, you know those things. So she really got to a place where she needed somebody to just love her. And then somebody came and loved her, but he was married. But she didn't want to know. And she said herself that I grew to love that man so much, even more than myself, even more than life. Like, this is all I have wanted all my life, somebody to actually affirm me. And now she got it. Now, eventually, she managed, after a long time, she managed to break free from him. And because there was, she said the strength of the call of God was so strong that she could not mix these two things together. She actually loved, she said she loved the man more than the Lord. And you know what he says, anyone who loves is anybody. Eh? More than me is not worthy of me. So ultimately, the Lord dragged her away from that slowly and so on. But all throughout her life, she would say, that none of you know the price I had to pay for this ministry. And the price was leaving that man. And nobody can understand if you're not in her place. You see, eh? You only have to understand how it meant so much to her to just have somebody to tell her, I love you. But then she eventually left. Now, and the moment she left, after perfecting that which concerns her, then she broke out into what you know about Catherine Kuhlman. You know, that great healing evangelist. But I want to tell you that the Lord had a lot of work to do. That's why he says, your mercies, O Lord. You know, because some people think that when somebody is messed up like that, the Lord is going to say, ah, man, let me get somebody else. No, he says, your mercies endure forever. And he says, do not forsake the work of your hands. That, okay, I'm still in confusion. I'm still trying to get certain things missed. But do not ignore or do not forsake. Stick with me and perfect me for the role that you've called me. Now, you understand what I'm saying? Eh? So now he says, your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Now, he is not planning to forsake because people's lives are in confusion. And there are so many people like that. You see, they need a lot of perfecting. Somebody, you get to a certain place, and I've felt this before, when you feel that at this age I should be at least doing this, doing that, this should have worked out, at least I should be married now. Or if not married, I should be dating. Okay? But you're not. So your dating life, your work life, your financial life, there is a lot of perfecting. But the Lord will perfect everything that concerns you. Praise the Lord. And now you will see as if time is passing you by. It is not. Because it doesn't take him a long time to perfect it. And actually, you overtake the people who seem to be, you know, ahead of you. You understand? Eh? So when we are trusting the Lord to perfect that which concerns us, do not be bound by time. That at 35, I'm supposed to have 2 kids. Eh? I'm supposed to, you know, what? My kids are supposed to be here. At least I should have my own house. And so on. Now you're actually judging yourself by the standards of the world. Eh? Because God is not bound by time. You know, I read some of these interesting stories. Because I remember one time listening to Joyce Meyer saying at the age of 40, she had 2 kids. But she had a Bible study. Now that is something, you know, she would have a Bible study at her home. But people would come to listen to the Bible, and she said she would be putting on shorts up to here. You know, eh? And then be smoking as she's teaching the Bible. At the age of 40, Joyce Meyer, she's smoking as she's teaching the Bible. Now, from where you stand, she said that herself, I heard it. Now, from where you stand, God would just say, but man, this is kind of a joke. No. But because she's putting on patras like this, so people come and she's there looking like what? Like a slave queen, eh? But she's teaching the Bible, okay? Now, so she said herself that she got to a point where she decided she just loves God more. And she used to be like a real chain smoker. She said she got to a place where she decided she just loves God more than she loves cigarettes. And so the cigarettes left. And she remained with some of those things. But now, when you relate to the kind of ministry she's doing, you know that God had a lot of perfecting. Eh? The things that concerned her. Not perfecting her, but the things that concerned, because those are things which would, of course, not enable her to be what she is. Praise the Lord. So I've given you text. Now, I want you to know that the Lord is perfecting. Amen? Everything that concerns you. Everything. Everything that is not good for the role, he is going to remove it. Eh? And you'll end up perfect for the role he has for you, praise the Lord. Eh? And a powerful role, and this is the word of the Lord. Eh? Praise the Lord. Eh? Praise the Lord. Now, do not concern yourself. Now, remember, what does it say? Let's read it again. Verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Okay? Now, it does not say you will perfect. Eh? Praise the Lord. Because you can't. There are certain habits that are too strong on you for you to perfect yourself. That's why he says the Lord will perfect. Now, that is his work and his promise. And it is what he's doing right now. Praise the Lord. So now, because you see, long ago I used to, when I read something like that, the Lord will perfect. Then I go and start perfecting. How many hours do I pray? I pray these hours. I'm going to increase. Now I take it on myself. And it's not supposed to be on me. He said he's the one who is going to do it. Praise the Lord. Now when he does it, it becomes, it's not done by willpower. Because so many people believe a lot in willpower. And I remember I used to be like that when I would read self-help books. You know, how many habits of successful people? They wake up early. Throughout all my life, I have struggled to wake up early. Every single day of my life. Like these things of people wake up 5:30 every day. Try that with me. I can't. Now it's just wasting time. Eh? Tell me that wake up 5:30. You see, even those times when they call me for these TV shows that I have to wake up early, it messes up all my day. All my day. In the afternoon, I'm dozing like this. Sometimes on Wednesday, people come and they are telling me their things and I'm like this. Because now, so they, you tell me that I'm... and even when I set alarm clock, sometimes they don't go. Like, I don't know, like, waking up early. There was a time I told somebody to come and get me in the morning because I know for him he's a bit more disciplined in this area. So I said, the show is supposed to start at 7:30. So I'm supposed to be up maybe like 6, dress up, and then drive some distance because it was NBS. And that's like quite far. So I give myself an hour. So I told him, come here at 7. I was deep asleep at 7 when they came and knocked me and said, your friend has come. He's waiting for you. So I just woke up, took a quick shower, jumped in something, but I was a few minutes late. But no, actually, I had to board the boat to get there in time. Because we got somewhere and there was jam, it was stuck. So I jumped on a border B. Now, so my point is, so you tell me habits of successful people. You're condemning me to be a failure. Huh? That's the money they wake up, are they what? I am not going to be a failure. Eh? Because those are the Lord will perfect. Eh? Not Kableta will perfect that which concerns him. The Lord will perfect that which concerns who? Me. So you will give me something where I can wake up. I remember even when I was young, my mother used to insist on us digging a certain amount of some kabimbi every day. And for no reason, we didn't even need it. Do you know, she would wake up in the morning and would plant groundnuts, and then they would convert one room in the house into a store of groundnuts, and they're up to the wall plate. And then she starts looking for who to give it. And then she made us wake up in the morning to plant. Then she said, who are we going to give groundnuts? And what then I used to say, but because she's like, you know, she has that thing that you can't have land and you don't dig. So she would tell me now, yeah, potatoes. You're going to pile those heaps for potatoes. Eh? So she would wake up and go to work. She actually used to work, but come back in the evening and plant the potatoes. Eh? But for us, we were supposed to dig the heaps. So she would wake up in the morning and wake me up. I would tell her that, how many heaps do you want? Then she says 100, leave me sleep. Then I sleep up to midday and go and give her 100. Then she comes in the morning, rather in the evening, I say, haven't I given them to you? So don't disturb me. So eventually she understood that I would rather dig in the sun, because why she was worried that midday heat you're digging. I said, leave me alone. Let me sleep my hours. And I'll wake up at leisure and go and give you what you want. So anyhow, so now you give 70 things, many of highly effective people. What they do this, they do that, they do that. Now let me tell you, when God is calling you, he puts all those idiosyncrasies of yours, those unique things, he knows them. So he kind of knows how to work around them. Some of them have to be changed a bit. Others, he just works around them because the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. Praise the Lord. So you have a problem, you talk too much, you will go perfect. Eh? Yeah. Some people talk too little, you what? Because you know there are people who never talk, but they are good listeners, motivational listeners. And there should be a ministry for that. Somebody who can come and say, hey, you know here? Then the person talks for like 15 minutes. The person, And at the end of the conversation, this person has spoken like 2 minutes, the other has spoken 2 hours. This one just has had joined us. And said, well, then there talks. And some of you need that ministry. And I'm seeing people here who I know talk too much and they need the ministry of what? Of a motivational listener. Praise the Lord. And I've seen people who are like that. And they will put their eyes on the person and they will say, chukabana. Then the person talks. Anyhow, trust that the Lord, everything about you, the confusion, apparent confusion, will be sorted out. Should I do this? Should I do the other? Should I what? Am I supposed to be here and what? He's going to perfect that which concerns you. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's read another scripture. In 1 Peter chapter 5, start from verse 10. It says,
but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered in the way, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Now, those are very powerful words there, okay? Because the suffering has to be there a bit, because at the beginning, when you're starting your walk with God, a number of things, you know, happen, and they cause you to, you know, go through this period and so on, a period of uncertainty, so you don't know what is happening. Sometimes you suffer this, suffer the other, and so on. And some people suffer heartbreak, for instance, okay? Because, and you know what it is like? There's this thing which you thought is going to be it. Let's say relationship. And it comes already when you have already put yourself under pressure that at your age, you're supposed to be dating. So now somebody comes and it starts so well and it moves so well and you're so happy and it seems like it is what it's going to say to you. But then out of nowhere, it just breaks and goes. Okay? That's an example. Now, how many people have started like things, projects, stuff like that, where you think this is it, this is where God is going to prosper me, and you're so sure that it is going to work, and somehow it doesn't. Okay? Now, by the grace of God, you might save yourselves all this hitting your head of the world, if you actually know how to follow the Spirit of God. But very few people know, especially when it comes to things like whom to date, what business to start, where to invest, where do I put my shop? People don't ask God specifics, actual specifics. Where am I supposed to do this? Now, when you learn that, actually, you have avoided a lot of these things, a lot of the suffering, okay? But, and if you learn also about the timing of God, because what happens is, you can know you're supposed to do something, but you miss out on the timing. And then you start it too early, and then it does not work, and then you hit yourself, your head on the wall, then you start again, you hit yourself on the wall again, and that becomes some kind of story. And now, you start getting discouraged because you've tried all these things. So now when somebody comes and tells you something powerful, you look at them and say, well, I've been down this road. And I've actually suffered quite a bit down this road. So even if you want to start something, even if you want to push something ahead, you do it with a lot of doubt and not with as much vigor as you should have, because you've suffered down that thing. And yet actually, for the most part, you might feel that it is what you're supposed to be doing. And you know it is what you're supposed to be doing. But maybe the timing is wrong. Now it says, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, okay, then he perfects you, as we talked about. Then he establishes you, okay, in something which you have always felt, and you know, after he has perfected that which concerns you, then now he establishes, he puts you in a place of establishment, where established in that area, then afterwards he strengthens you. Now these are very powerful words. I'll give you, let's say,
example. Imagine you are called in, let's say, cake business. So your work is to bake cakes. And God has given you that. Or farming business, something of the like. Now, you try this, the season doesn't work out. And you know those things happen. You try, this one doesn't work out. You try the other one, it doesn't work out. You try this, you remember the guy I told you who was supposed to export to European Union until when he finished his paper. Then at that moment, European Union banned the paper from Uganda. Then, after some time, he had to sell his paper at a loss. Paper, I mean, like this, I think it was red paper. He had to sell it at a loss. As soon as he had finished selling it at a loss, the European Union lifted the ban. Then you say, but now that... So the man came to me one day, and you know, you really see somebody who's suffering. I said, how? Like, I could have... And you know, you have to export it fresh. But somehow, something happens. Anyhow, let's say you're called in the cake business. Then you start baking cakes. But now you don't have any supply line. There is nothing you can do. You can bake a good cake, but now how do you take it on to become a business, to prosper you? Okay? So, you, of course, you suffer a bit. We have a party here, I'm going to bake a cake and what, so on. But it cannot be sustainable as a business when you're just waiting for somebody to tell you they have a party. It has to be a continuous thing. But now you see, after the Lord has perfected that which concerns you in regard to that, maybe the business or so on, then he establishes you. Then suddenly you find that there is he establishes you in that business. And now somehow you start to get... Now the establishment is for people to say that if you want this, go to the other person. Now you're establishing a name in that market. You understand? So that everybody... Now God does that, by the way. Because you'll get one person, the other person, the other... I remember I was talking to some guy who is used to be my neighbor, but he's strong in what? In tourism. And he's still my friend. So he told me he used to work for like a tour company, get some 200K, then he decided to start his tour company. So he started. And he had one car, a hired car, which he would hire to take tourists who come. And because he knew all the things in Uganda, all the tour sites in Uganda, he was the tour guide, he was the owner of the business, he was what? He was everything, you understand? He's the driver, he's the tour guide, he's the... So he starts getting someone. So he gets some tourists. Now they take him around. He takes them around, shows them all these things and what. Then they go. Now, the way the tour business works is those guys pay for their tours ahead of time. They can give you money now when they are coming October next year. And they pay you up front. And you cannot touch any one coin of that money until the man has come, gone around all the sites, and gone back. And then you probably have like 30% of left for you. But you only eat it when the tourist has boarded the plane and you've seen him going. Now the rest is what? Is yours. He can send like $6,000, but you know you are going to spend $3,500 on all those things. But you dare touch the other one, you will never work in that business. You have to keep the whole $6,000 he sent you intact, because they can cancel. And when he cancels, he wants all the $6,000 he sent you. And they cancel so many times. So many times. Now you're telling me the other day, Ebola, once the people Ebola, pew, cancellations, and the money was already in your account. So he starts sending it back. Anyhow, so he's the one driving the car, he's the one touring, what, and so on. Then, one day he gets a number of tourists. Now I'm telling you, he's a Christian. And so he gets a number of tourists. Nobody knows him. All the tour companies here were for Bazungu. Nobody knows him as somebody who is, you know. But God establishes and makes you, if you want to know about this, ask the other person. Now you know you're beginning to be established. Okay? You are the go-to person. And by the way, God does that. Amen? After he has perfected you, he's going to establish you. You understand? Eh? Establish you, and people understand that that is the person for cakes, for instance. Now, so one day... So he told me that one day some guy comes. So he takes him around, shows him all these things. He knows them like at fingertips, like this. He knows all the statistics for Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, how many rentable rooms, all those things, because it is his thing. But he knew it that time, but nobody knew him. Okay? Now, God was still perfecting something. But at some stage, he unveils you as the person. So anyhow, one day, a guy comes, and so he takes him around and so on. Then the guy leaves. He didn't know the guy is a writer for New York Times. So the guy went and wrote a whole page, New York Times, about his wonderful experiences in Uganda. There's this gentleman called so and so, and he runs a tour company called this. He took me. He said that was the breakthrough. He got phone calls. People coming, wanting to come to Uganda. Now, from being the person there, now he started hiring people to take people around and so on. So he grew from there, because there are people there who want, they don't know where to go for holiday. So they actually read. So now they read and say, oh, Uganda, you said they went and took us to see gorillas, went and saw this, saw that. Now phone calls started. Now he got established. Now everybody who talks about tourism talks about him. Okay? Now that's what it means to be established. You understand? Where you are the person. If somebody wants information on this, people without even thinking will say, go to the other person. That I want professional makeup. Ah, I know the person. Go to the other person. Now God is establishing you. Now this is what is, praise the Lord. And in all your trades, then establish you, then strengthen you, expand you. Okay? Give us this in the Amplified, you see. After you have suffered a little while, the God of grace, who imparts all blessing and favor, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, establish and ground you securely. Praise the Lord. Ground you what? In your thing. And then strengthen and settle you. Now he settles you because you are unsettled. You are one wrong advice away from taking a flight out of this country, yet God doesn't want you to go. Because you are not settled. Amen? But God knows how to settle you, and you, now you know what you are, you know what you're supposed to do. Like nobody is going to come and confuse you and take you here and that. And settling, by the way, even means even, you know, all the other things which confusion. Imagine you're settled in a relationship. Amen? And you're no longer looking around what you settled. Praise the Lord. You're settled in a business. You're settled in a ministry. In what you know what you're supposed to do. You're settled. And God has settled you after he has perfected that which concerns you. Praise the Lord. Now this is his promise to you today. That don't worry about things which seem to be, you know, all over the place. When he has settled you, as he is doing right now. Amen. You will be known for something. Success is actually being known, like in the field out there, is being known for something. So you look and say, what am I known for? Okay? Even in any endeavor you step out to, you define your own niche and say, this is what I'm going to be known for, or known as, this is my thing. So anybody wants any question, you are, they are going to come to me. Okay, they may go to other people, but at least people, your name will be there. Okay? Mentioned. But imagine you're doing something and nobody mentions your name. And you're not even settled in the congregation you are in. So this is what the Lord is doing for us right now. Perfecting everything that concerns you. Remember, it does not mean perfecting you. It means the things around you. Okay? Praise the Lord. Okay. Go to Luke chapter 5. Now, this is the instruction I have from the Lord for you. Listen carefully. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Now, I want you to know this. I have tried so many businesses and they have failed. Now, the Lord is saying, try one more time at his word. Okay? nevertheless, at his word, now do it again. Amen? I have tried looking for a job. I've tried everything that you've tried, and you've hit your head on the wall. Now, the Lord is saying, just do it one more time at his word. And believe I'm telling you his word. He says, just do it this time. And Peter said, Lord, I have looked for a job, I have failed. I have tried businesses, I have failed. I have tried relationships, I have failed. I've even decided, now I'm not, I just want the rapture because I'm not going to get one. I've tried so many things. I've tried to record music because I believe I am a powerful man, but it has failed. This is what Peter is telling him. That, do you know, first of all, you have to know that nobody catches that fish like that during the day. Okay? Because when they put their nets, the fish can see them during the day. That's why they do it at night. That's when the fish run into the nets. So it's even going against all logic. Okay? Here is a man who is a preacher telling a fisherman what to do. The fisherman should have, Peter could have said, Lord, I'm an expert in this thing. Nobody fishes during the day. They fish at night. At night, when we are supposed to fish, we caught nothing. So if we caught nothing at night, what makes you think we are going to catch anything during the day? Those are all sorts of answers that Peter could have said. But he said, nonetheless, at your word. So he first states his thing and says, we've tried. But nonetheless, since you've spoken, we are going to try it this time. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, nonetheless, at your word. Now, do not anything that you have failed before. You've tried this. You've tried farming it as things did not work out. You've tried this, it did not work out. And you, yet you feel you have a calling in that area. And you are sure about it. And you know that it is something that is supposed to work for you. And it has not worked previously. Now the Lord is saying, nonetheless, at this word, amen, try again. Now do it one more time. Eh? Praise the Lord. And do not let, and listen to what the Lord told him. Go to verse 4. When he had stopped speaking, he, the Lord, said to Simon, launch into the deep. Now, he does not say try out and see. No, you go as if you know it is going to work. That's what it calls launching into the deep. Okay? Because Peter, if Peter had actually decided to half obey Jesus, he would have said, we are not going to just launch it. But God said, now the Lord is saying, you've tried it before. Now, when you're launching into the deep, try with confidence. That's what it means, launching into the deep. Okay? Try knowing that you have a word backing you and saying, now I am going again. And this time it has to work because of his word. Praise the Lord. Now, that is launching into the deep. It is not trial and error. It is not attempting to see if it will work out. No. It is actually launching into the deep. And you put your nets there deep in stupid faith that you're going to catch fish, yet you know at that time of the day, nobody catches fish. But you've believed. And you said, nonetheless, at your word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, that is my word for you today. Amen. Okay? Whatever it is you have tried, nonetheless, at his word. Okay? I have tried it, it has failed. I did this, it failed. I lost a lot of money trying out this business. I lost money trying out farming. I have looked for producers to produce my music, it has failed. You know those things, eh? And so many of you are in those places. I mean, crossroads, nothing. Like, I have tried to believe for this. Now, praise the Lord. Nonetheless, at this word, okay, launch again. Praise the Lord. Amen. And don't launch in the shallow, launch in the deep. Launch into the deep, let down your nets. Launch into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Okay? Now, not for a trial. Jesus was not gambling. Launch down your nets. He did not say launch down your nets and see what will happen. No. He says launch down your nets for a deep, for a catch. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there has to be a confidence that in spite of what my experiences have been through and nothing was working out, in spite of the fact that it has come at a time when I think it is not opportune, okay,
Now there was somebody who has tried even schools, they like schools, and all flopped. Nonetheless, amen? At this word, praise the Lord. Now, Jesus said, he did not put it in the way that try and see. No, he says, launch it for a catch. And Peter says, we've not, but since you've said, we are going to do it. And he does it. Okay? This cry of Simon Peter is a cry of so many people, and I know, because some of you can come and talk to me, and I know. And I know that the Lord is perfecting that which concerns you. I know he's taking away the confusion. I know in a short time he's going to put you on a highway where you can now see the future and you're not scared, I'm 35, I haven't done this, no. Because you can see the future. Amen? Amen. I've been through that time of confusion. You look around you and everybody seems to be moving and advancing, and you start taking stock of your age. Big mistake.
Praise the Lord. Big what? Yeah. You can marry even at 50. Okay, it would be better you don't, but you can. Because there are certain things which keep people in a box. Because you've been told that this is how it works. Okay? Now, the people who seemed to be looking at me as if so what are you doing? You understand? Hey. And like not too many years ago, you understand? Not too many years ago, what are you doing? Now when I meet them, they want to take selfies. No, I'm serious. Believe that the Lord will perfect you. And put you in that place. You have nothing to worry about. He's in the process of doing something in you. And when he's through with you, like there will be like the people whom you're looking at and they seem to be ahead of you, they'll look at you and they will be like, how do you do this? Praise the Lord. And I know this has, because I went through the uncertainty when I was beginning my walk with God. And I would be with people who were like, but man, you know those things. They have all these issues and so on. But one day I hosted some of them here, and we sat outside there, and we jazzed. And I was looking at them, and they were looking at me with awe. Because, by the way, man, you trust the Lord. Amen? Trust the Lord. Don't be scared about where you are vis-a-vis other people. Trust the Lord. He is perfecting that which concerns you. And his role for you is there waiting for you. Amen? And he is going, after he is through with you, you will find yourself seated properly in that role, and you will win. You will do it so well. Glory to God. Amen? So the world can impose itself using fear of kati okolachi. And it gets to a point even your own relatives start saying, what are you doing with your life? How many have had that question? What are you doing with your life? It's my life. What's your problem? But you know, they present it in this way that you have to appeal to, you know, their sense of accomplishment. You see, So you talk this and the other and the other, then they say, okay, at least you're doing something. Who told you? Now, the Lord is perfecting everything that is about you so that you sit in your seat and start looking around. Now, like, you sit in your seat and start judging other people. I don't mean judging in the bad way. But where, I don't know, like the world is so flimsy in its way of seeing things, that somebody who is sitting on something which can depart any time, now is the one who is issuing instructions. So what are you doing? Then I say, you leave me, let me do what I'm doing. Then the next time the person has lost his job and he's nowhere. You understand? When the Lord has perfected what concerns you, there is no going back. There is only one direction. Amen?
only one direction. You go from glory to glory to, and assured as his word is, there is nothing that they have fired, nothing. It is not dependent on anything apart from God. Amen? And God is not going to wake up in the morning and say, I'm tired of you. He can't. Praise the Lord. Amen? It says there, do not. So there is an assurance that I'm trying to give you here, that if you find yourself in that place of confusion, just seek the Lord and say, you're perfecting anything concerning him. So now, after here, one word for you. Nonetheless, try one more time. I started this, it didn't work. I started again, it didn't work. Then you get discouraged, totally discouraged, as Peter could have been. But he realized something. Of course, he could tell. Now, let's read ahead, because some of you don't read the Bible, so you don't know what happened. You don't. You're laughing, but you do. This is the only Bible you get for the rest of the week. Anyway, and you think you will grow like that. You have to continue what? Feeding for the dog to grow fat. Now the thing has gone off. It's behind. And I don't want to look behind. I will look like a Catholic priest. Now he said, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. So we stopped there. Amen? So now this is your what? This is your expectation. After you've done it at his word. Now I'm seeing some of you who are, I know what you've been frustrated at. And I know that you're going to launch again. And launch in the deep. Somebody say deep. That means you go all out. You don't go half-heartedly. You go all out. You say, I planted this, Nevin Salah. I planted this, Nevin Salah. But now I'm going to plant more acres at his word. Praise the Lord. Now that is launching deep. I planted 5 acres, I got no profit. I planted again, I got no profit. You say, now I'm going to plant 30. I'm launching what? Deep. No trial and error at all. Let me first see the other time. Now, let me first do 1 acre. You're not launching deep. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that is my word for today.
That was The Watchman. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555, or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @_UG Watchman, on TikTok at The Watchman Ministries, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman. Or send us an email using info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, how to give, The Watchman magazine, books by The Watchman and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.